Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her third State of the State address last night. She called on her fellow Democrats and the Republicans to work together to address the COVID-19 crisis and safely reopen businesses and schools.
Let's commit to the strong bipartisan action we took last year and focus that same energy to end the pandemic, grow our economy, and get our kids back on track.
For some reaction to the speech, I'm joined by Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Senator Shirkey, good morning.
Good morning to you, Doug. I think there should be a law against these early morning radio interviews. I think we need to take that up sometime.
Well, we appreciate you getting up after a late evening after the State of the State address. What stood out to you about the governor's speech last night?
Well, this is going to be a surprise to you and all your listeners, but what stood out to me the most was not what she said, but what she did. And what she did was she talked to us without a mask. It's not that I'm saying masks are evil, but symbols and gestures matter. And I think it was a great opportunity for her to help us move from this notion of fear and control into a trust and hope mode. Masks have a purpose. Masks can help. And we need to be respectful of those who are especially vulnerable to this contagious and insidious virus. But to me, the most important thing about what she did last night was she took her mask off so we could see her.
And just to be clear for listeners who weren't able to watch the address last night, Governor Whitmer did not speak in a chamber at the Capitol with a live audience. She spoke from her office, mentioned that there were just a few people in the office with her. The governor talked a lot about trying to work together. Yesterday, Senate Republicans blocked 13 of her appointees for state positions, and House Republicans announced a proposal that would withhold federal school funding unless emergency health powers Whitmer and the state health department have are cut back. Where do you see a road to collaboration in all of that?
Well, I see a road to collaboration, but it takes two to dance. And I believe the Senate and the House are willing to dance, but there has to be a dance partner. And so far, we haven't seen much of that partnership. And that is not something I'm happy about or proud about, but we need to have a dance partner. And so things like the suggestions that the governor made with regarding education and other elements, there's plenty of room there for us to get together and help resolve and get to a solution that helps some of the loss that has occurred over the last year. And so those gestures from the House and from the Senate were intended to send the signal that we're eager to engage in that regard, but we got to have a partner.
Well, let's dig into some of the specifics from the governor's speech. Governor Whitmer called for a permanent $2 per hour increase for direct care workers. Those are people who provide care and nursing for seniors and people with disabilities. Would you be willing to try to find the money to increase wages for that category permanently?
Can we agree that frontline care workers are maybe underpaid? Absolutely. But then can we talk about the best way to get them better paid instead of trying to just apply a government solution? And so I'm not denying that there are plenty of people that we rely on for some of the most intimate care that we receive that aren't valued the way they should be valued. But what I'm saying is, let's get together and talk about what are the various ways in which we can accomplish that goal and see if we can land on it.
One of the governor's key points last night, of course, was increasing the vaccination opportunities in the state. She says she has a goal of vaccinating 70% of Michiganders. Is that something you support and that's something you'd be willing to put the resources behind to make happen?
As long as the availability of the vaccines are there and people are standing in line to get them, or in other words, willing to do so, then I absolutely would support it.
And I know you have recovered from COVID yourself, Senator. I hope you're doing okay. And I'm curious if you would also get a vaccine.
Well, right now, I don't think I need a vaccine. I'd rather save that for somebody that needs it because I've got some self-developed immunity because of the experience I had. And so, you know, when everybody else has got theirs, you know, then I'll make the assessment on the risk equation and make that decision later.
Senator Shirkey, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Senator Mike Shirkey is the Republican leader in the Michigan State Senate. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.